Hello, blessings. We are going to do the light body meditation. So become very present as you begin to breathe a very balanced breath, breathing in relaxation and breathing it out. As relaxation moves through your mind, you begin to feel all thoughts, distractions, ideas, and contemplations slipping away into emptiness as you breathe a wave of relaxation and allow the wind to carry everything away except for a relaxing breath deep within you, becoming deeper and deeper. Relaxed, relaxed. And in the center of your being, you will find a doorway. This doorway will lead you to the temple at Luxor in Egypt. It is an ascension temple on the etheric plane, where we will do the light body meditation. So begin to walk forward in your imagination as you open this golden door and step through onto the sands of the River Nile in Egypt, facing a great pyramid of Luxor. And before you, a familiar face appears. Multiple faces. A few of the ascended masters are here to greet you at the gates of Luxor. The first to greet you is none other than Saint Germain. You'll notice his vibration is of a violet, indigo, magenta frequency. He's a great master of the violet flame of purification. And as you greet him, you'll notice his light-hearted energy, his wit, humor, and regal presence. He extends his hand and introduces none other than his friend Yeshua, also known as Jesus Christ, who has completed the ascension and set the template of the light body for humanity some few thousands of years ago. You will notice Jesus by his vibration of kindness and unconditional love, as his frequency is a beautiful, soft white, like a dove of purity. Greetings to you, Yeshua, and Saint Germain. And behind them, you'll notice a great glowing being of golden light illuminating the environment and the steps he takes. None other than Ascended Master Victory. They call him Victory because he has never failed. He does not have the concept or energetics of failure within his memory or being. So he is the victorious one. And together the three masters surround you with positive energy as you say hello to Ascended Master Victory and feel the awesome brilliance of this being. Friends before, friends still. And together, the four of you continue onward through the gates of Luxor, walking on the sands of Egypt's Nile. You can hear the water behind you rustling, and you can smell a sweet cinnamon in the air as a gentle wind carries it through. The temperature is mild, 72. It is late in the day and the sun is setting. Yet it is still bright out and warm. You can feel the sand beneath your feet. As you make your way up to the doorway of the pyramid of Luxor, essentially, this is the Ascension Temple that we will be doing the light body activation within. And as the masters and you walk up, you'll notice that the door is open and there awaits Ascended Master Serapis Bey, who is the one in charge of the temple itself and its proceedings. You could sense a great power within this being, Serapis Bey. And the golden yellow of the sun rays shine from him. As you both look at each other and tune in to the intention of activating the light body at a deeper level within you. And with that intention, Serapis Bey beckons all of us into the temple. And as you walk into the temple, you'll notice that there is a beautiful golden frequency that is permeating the space. The temple has a pathway around the center ascension chamber. Within the center of the pyramid, there is a room. This room has one door in and one door out. In the center of the room, there is a golden chair. Beneath the floor of the room, there is a great fiery white flame of the Omega frequency. And above the chair in the ceiling of the room, there's a great fiery white flame of the Alpha frequency. And in each corner of this room, there is a crystalline altar, a pedestal with a crystal that is floating in the air. Ascended Master Serapis Bey welcomes you to walk into the ascension room in the middle of the pyramid. And calls on you to sit in that golden chair in the middle. So you begin to walk into this ascension chamber and sit on the golden chair. And as you sit on the chair, you feel the cool texture of the gold. You notice that Saint Germain takes his place behind the crystalline structure to your right, top right, then to your top left. Yeshua stands behind this crystal, and then behind you to the right stands Ascended Master Victory, and behind you to the left stands Serapis Bey. So Victory, Serapis Bay, Yeshua, and Saint Germain are sort of like the four cardinal points in this room. And they all stand behind a pillar with a crystal that is levitating on top of the pillar. You are sitting in this chair. As you look above you, you see this white fiery flame of the alpha frequency, the beginnings of all things, all beginnings. And below you, as you look below your feet through the crystalline floor, you see a great white flame of the omega frequency, the endings, of all endings, of all things. And these two frequencies are swirling above you and below you. As Serapis Bay asks, are you ready to begin the light body activation? As you proceed to begin to breathe into your heart and set the intention to activate your living light body at a deeper level within your consciousness and within the physical body. The intention is for the carbon cells and structures within the physical body to transform into the crystalline structures of the light body, and to anchor the template of this light body into the physical body. A body of perfect health, a body of perfect wisdom, power, and love. A body of perfectly balanced mind, emotions, physical health, and the blueprint of the character beliefs are balanced as well. All of these things are intended in this activation. And to anchor this light body onto this template of balance of the physical, mental, emotional, etheric. And as you take a deep breath into your heart, you set the intention to begin. And you notice that you're breathing into your heart a balanced breath as you begin to feel the ascended masters pour in their love and light through the crystals in front of them, directing and creating a cylinder type structure that encases the alpha and omega frequency. As they create this cylinder around you, cylinder of love and light energy, and you continue to breathe, you'll begin to feel the alpha frequency and the omega frequency, a white fiery flame of crystalline light of the alpha and omega frequency beginning to flow from above and below you and flowing into the cylinder that you're sitting within, mixing these fiery white flames that are now completely engulfing your body, mind, spirit, emotions, all templates. Begin to breathe into the heart as these fiery white flames align your entire energy system. Continue to breathe as you feel what you feel and see what you see. And in this space of no thought, set the intention to produce the sound of your cosmic tone as you begin to release from your heart your authentic tone, the song of who you are. And you can feel as this sound begins to pour out of you. It's a frequency that you feel. Your cosmic sound. The song of who you are is being sung from your heart. And it rings out into the flames like a great clarion call as you begin to hear angels singing in the fire. And you begin to hear trumpets blowing in the distance. And you feel the victory of who you are rising deep within you and exploding out from you, from your heart, in this song. Continue to breathe. Allow this white fire of the Alpha and Omega frequency to create great balance within every aspect of your character, of your being. Allow this white fire of the Alpha and Omega to reconcile the opposites within you, to bring peace to your being. And to allow the love frequency to flow from you. And you'll notice that the fire begins to spin as you begin to spin. And the light is spinning and spinning and transforming you into a greater octave of light, into a greater balance of love, wisdom, and power. Take a deep breath in, let it go, take another deep breath in, let it go, take one more deep breath in, and let it go. As you allow for the flames of the Alpha and Omega frequencies to begin to flow backwards into their respective domes below your feet and above your head. And the Ascended Masters continue to shine this light through the crystals now onto you in a nurturing energy. As as you begin to look at yourself, and all you can see is light. You look at your hands and they're made of light. You look at your feet and they're made of light. You look at your body and it's made of light. You look at yourself and you're purely made of light. And this light is with you, forever with you, because this light is who you are. It is your body. Your body is made of light. And you notice that as you give the command for your body to take on the form of the physical body, you begin to see the light change color and texture and solidify into the form of your human physical body. Yet, underneath this structure, you can feel the light. You can feel the light formed to this body. And that this body is not made of carbon, it is made of light. Your body is no longer made of dense carbon structure, it is pure light. And with your command, you can give the command to transform the body into that brilliant light again, as you notice that it transforms color, shape. And you can look at your hands again and see a purely light structure. Your fingers are made of light. And the Ascended Masters witness you experiment with this light body and how it can change shape based on your intention, how it can solidify or dematerialize based on your intention. And with that, you stand up. As the Ascended Masters shake your hand one after another and congratulate you on deepening this activation into your physical experience, as they all congratulate you with these words: "You have done very well. You have created a light body for yourself, which you can now command with your intention. This activation will deepen into the physical realm for you in the days and weeks to come as you experiment and place your attention on this light body of yours. As you feel into it, it will not only restructure your physical body, but it will allow you to maintain the knowing of yourself as an infinite being, as a creator of the body itself. It will also deepen your connection with all that is and allow you to witness the physical realm as a unified experience. So enjoy the unfoldment of this experience in the days and weeks to come." And with deep gratitude in your heart, you say thank you so much. And the deep excitement and appreciation, you could feel the fiery light within you. And you can see your own consciousness in the reflections before you. As you set the intention for the Masters and you to appear before the gates of Luxor, teleporting instantly at the doorway of the imagination. As you bid Saint Germain victory and Serapis Bey and Yeshua a fond farewell, and walk through the doorway into the imagination, and bring your awareness into the physical body, and begin to move your feet and your fingers and move your physical body as you set the intention to open your eyes. Take a deep breath in, let it out, and just focus on this light body of yours that's your consciousness itself. And this consciousness of yours has affected the physical body to become a more hyperconductive tool of the love, the overflowing love that you are, to act and to live with greater freedom. I wish you many blessings and a great day. Enjoy.